and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and today the topic is going to be inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, but it's going to be inspired by current events and whatever is on my guests' minds as well. The column is called I Feel Old, Part 1. It's Part 1 because when I wrote it, I couldn't fit it all into one column. So stay tuned for Part 2. There's so much going on in the world that sticking to just my column topic just no longer seems relevant. You can find my columns, however, all over worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. Hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You get a drop-down menu with all sorts of glorious options. And the weekly columns are in there, as well as my three other blog series, Men versus Women, The Evolution of Technology, and Social Media, Social Good. Those are exclusive to my website. I am broadcasting yet again from Park City, Utah, where I will be. In fact, this is my last broadcast from Park City this winter. The next two will be from Boston, where I am going to visit my son, who is in his sophomore year at the Berklee College of Music. And then I will be back home in Southern California and hopefully coming up to Santa Barbara and doing some live shows from the station. I miss my producer, Richard, and my station manager, Les Carroll, and the wonderful ambiance of actually doing a radio show in a radio station live. It is a miracle that we can do, and I can do a radio show sitting in the breakfast room in my townhouse via Skype, going over the AM waves, somehow getting on the internet on iTunes right afterwards, and doing it all with my iPhone headphones plugged into my laptop. It's sort of astonishing. I get a big kick out of it, but I have to apologize for the occasional dropout because the internet is still not as reliable as my refrigerator. And I still hope someday it will be that reliable, but occasionally I don't hear my guest real well or there's a dropout. And if that happens, I do apologize in advance. For the most part, we're able to do the show pretty darn well, and I think it's incredible. I hope you will follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen, and like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. Got 5,100 likes from all over the world. In fact, the distribution of likes in places and languages is fascinating to look at. I also hope you'll join the Dad Chat community on Google Plus. Today's guests are Cheryl and Harley Laban for two segments on political talk, and Pastor Drew Sams for some spiritual talk as we approach this Easter and during Passover week. I'm also curious to ask Pastor Drew his thoughts about the new movie about Heaven is for Real, I think is the title of it, and about life after death. I also want to talk about a little bit the new study that came out from Harvard this week about the effects of marijuana. And I have always been sort of a libertarian about it. I didn't really care one way or the other. Had some issues with my own children and pot smoking. Never really agreed with me that much. Certainly did my share back in college, but I stayed stoned. So I didn't like that feeling. I would literally stay stoned for 24 hours. And then when I tried it again as an older adult, the reaction I got was basically one of paranoia. And so neither one was particularly pleasurable to me. So it's never been something that I've indulged in on any regular basis. I have one story of marijuana usage that was actually an incredibly lucky, happy ending story. And if you write me about it and insist I tell you, I'll tell you, because it's a darn good story. And some people might have been encouraged to continue smoking from that episode, which was a highly successful sort of episode, but it sort of scared me into thinking, wow, better to quit while I'm ahead. Anyway, this study, which is all over the news, and just Google a Journal of Neuroscience or marijuana study from Harvard, and I'm sure you'll find links to it. I read an article in the Boston Globe, and it isn't the most extensive study, but it seems to confirm some gut instincts that marijuana causes, particularly among the young, whose brains are still forming, and in the case of young men, the brains are forming well into their 20s, it does cause legitimate and real and noticed and legitimate brain damage. That doesn't mean they're not functioning. It doesn't mean they're going goofy or kooky or totally crazy, but it does cause some problems in the areas of decision-making, memory, and other things. I believe this study. there's no agenda to this study. I did ask my older son to read it. He claims to have read it, and I think he claims that he believes it. So I'm hoping he will cut back, if not eliminate his use. The problem is, in his environment, at least based on what he says, literally everybody at this music school he goes to is high 90% of the time. A great majority of kids in his high school were high all the time. It's when it's so pernicious and you see so many people do it, it's hard to think that, oh, this is so dangerous. It's sort of like smoking was in the, in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Everybody did it, so nobody thought about it being dangerous. And then, of course, the studies did come out proving incontrovertibly that it was dangerous. So I urge you to look it up. I urge you to discuss this issue with your kids. The sooner and the younger they understand the dangers of marijuana, the better. Obviously, I would add to that list alcohol, which clearly has, if not brain damage, although I believe it does, it also does extreme liver damage. So I suppose the ultimate upshot is to forbid ourselves or our kids from ingesting all these substances may be hard, but at least be conscious of their dangers and at least encourage very little use, if any. And I mean that for you as well. I have just confessed that I have smoked marijuana, and it's not so long ago that I did it again. And unlike Bill Clinton, I actually inhaled. So I am declaring that I did it, and I am not going to go there again. It's not worth it to me. Not to mention, like I said, I don't get the greatest reaction from it. Dad Chat and Bruce Allen news. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad Meditates. And tonight at Dad Chat, we're talking about reading. Who reads anymore? Do you read a book, whether it's even audiobook? Do you listen to a book? Do you read it on Kindle? Do you pick up a hard copy book? When's the last time you stepped into a library? And by the way, it's National Library Week this week, which is so perfect given that reading is our topic at Dad Chat. And I have a special guest. Her name is Professor Kenna Griffin. She teaches journalism. I actually just said that and realized I don't know at what college, but it's college-level course. And she and I have been social media friends for quite a while. And we have had a sort of love-hate relationship because in the various chats that we've participated in, not a Dad Chat, I don't think she's been there before or very often, but occasionally the topic of journalism will come up. And my take is that journalism is dead, and it's long been dead. It was dead and buried when Dan Rather did his biased report damning President Bush. It's completely buried on CNN, where there's complete bias, and then it's dead and gone and forgotten on MSNBC. I mean, it's amazing. MSNBC actually broadcast a sympathetic point of view to the, whatever their names are, Tarnaev brothers, the jerks that did the Boston bombing, on the anniversary of the first year anniversary of the bombing. What value was it to show these mixed martial artists and one of them saying, well, I don't think they were to blame. It's really a cover up. And I just think, is that news? That's just mean-spirited, biased, ugliness. And nobody watches MSNBC as a result anyway. CNN has been dying. Their bias is all over the place. They're anti-Israel. Anything that ever happens in Israel is always portrayed as Israel the aggressor and the poor innocent Palestinians. And nothing could be further from the truth when the Palestinians use their kids and women as shields. And the Israelis do everything they can to protect those innocent victims. But if they're being bombed and they surround the bombing area with little kids, what the heck are they supposed to do? But CNN will put on the poor wounded victim that the Palestinians have intentionally put in the way of danger for public sympathy. And it's worked with CNN. So this little rant has gone all over the place, but I don't think journalism exists. I think Edward R. Murrow would roll over in his grave. And maybe even Walter Cronkite would be not too happy about what's going on. I remember when Walter Cronkite did something that was quite precedential in the world of journalism. He cried during the announcement of President John Kennedy's assassination. I shouldn't say he cried, he teared up. Up to that point, a journalist was considered to be impervious to emotions and wasn't supposed to bring his emotions in. And I think that was certainly a wonderful thing to do in the context of that horrible tragedy. Wonderful is the wrong word, but an appropriate thing to do. And that was one of, and it was very noted at the time how unusual it was for a journalist to be anything less than dispassionate. So I argue with Professor Griffin often about journalism in online chats like Dad Chat. So tonight at Dad Chat, we're going to talk about reading. We're going to talk about how to encourage your kids to read. We're going to talk about the value of reading for you. If you're not reading, if you don't pick up books, if you don't have a newspaper, and I don't subscribe to a newspaper anymore because the local newspaper where I live, the Los Angeles Times, is another incredibly biased, left-leaning newspaper with very little objectivity. The New York Times is the quintessential example of that, but I think the LA Times is in many ways worse. So I don't know what to say. I don't read a newspaper. I get a lot of my news from online journals, and I will admit I do trust Fox News more than any of the other broadcast networks or other cable news outlets. People are often accusing them of not being fair, but they always seem to have somebody on the left, whether it's that beautiful blonde, I forget her name, who I think's a dingbat, or the total dingbat, the guy that used to be with Combs, Alan Combs. I think he's a complete idiot. But they have him on, and they give him fair share. Juan Williams, too, although I think he's much more even-handed. You can't say the same for any of the broadcast networks. Anyway, we have Cheryl and Harley LeBon on hold, so I'm going to take a break. I do want to remind you that this week's I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Are We Skiing Yet? And I think it's funny, and I hope you'll check it out. So stay tuned. We're going to do some political talk with Cheryl and Harley LeBon after these messages.